we just don't.
Do we have a red dot that we're supposed to be able to know, or
so it's a laser? It's right.
Yeah, it's not a camera.
That's where he keeps all his gum.
There's three flashing lights right here that will turn on, but there is a way to mute that if there was like a reason tactically that they don't want the lights on.
Oh, sure.
But
like
mine,
if you're
mine
trying
is
to
on.
Hide in the dark or something.
If mine was on, it would turn red.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to call to order the City Council work session for Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. For topics of discussion, we're going to start with number one. We're going to continue discussions on the change order number three in engineering, amendment three for the water treatment plant. Turn over to City staff.
Mr. Mayor, council members, so just a really quick introduction. So again, this is the case we discussed at the last council meeting. The direction of my council was to have staff have further discussions with AE2S and with Magny on their request for change order number three, the time extension from Magny, and the engineering amendment number three from AE2S for providing their services during that extended time. We have had discussions with both firms. Both firms feel that their requests are valid and justified as is. So basically it's the same requests coming forward to council. The only difference is we have added a separate or an alternative engineering amendment to the case. So there's two cases on the regular agenda following this meeting. Hopefully we have some clarity on what those two cases will be. But the second case, the engineering amendment for AE2S, the first one is basically a fixed not to exceed $184,300 based on the timelines and change order three. There is an alternative that where they would spend down the existing budget that they still have, roughly $55,000 as of now. And then from there on, it would be time and materials. In this case, primarily time, based on their 2025 rate schedule. So each of the different positions are charged a different hourly rate. And then moving forward, staff would work with them to make sure that the tasks were well-defined and that they basically provided time on the things that we thought were the highest priority items. And we would try and limit those expenses moving forward, hopefully something less than that $184,300. If you'd like, you can put that number on that as well to make sure we don't exceed that. But that's the purpose of that, in case there was some other, you know, if we ended up with a slightly shorter time frame or something, the time and materials basically would allow us to have a little more flexibility in how we spend down that budget. So with that, again, there's two cases on regular agenda. We're hoping to have some clarity coming out of this work session. There are three representatives from Magny here tonight. We have Noah Punsack, Rob Thielen, and Kevin Branicar. And then AE2S, we have Aaron Vollmer and Ryan Hansen again tonight. So with that, I'll turn it back over to council.
Before we continue and talk amongst the council, is there any insight that you want to add that our staff hasn't added to that? Any additional comments? All right. Discussion amongst the council.
Well, I guess I would like to hear from Magny. We didn't really get to hear much from you at the last time. It was really all AE2S. So I don't want to say we only got one side of the story, but I guess I'd really like to hear something from you guys.
Sure. Kevin Franicar with Magny Construction. Sorry I wasn't here last time. I was on a family vacation. It was scheduled well in advance of the meeting. Are there any specific questions you have? I want to be respectful of your guys' time. I don't know how much you want me to dive into it, or if there are specific questions for me or us. I'd be happy to attempt to answer anything you may have on it.
Well, I mean, I guess it said there's difficulties that, you know, we understand it got moved back the first time, so we're not discussing the first time that got moved back. But, like, what difficulties you ran into, why it's taking longer again, that. And then I guess I'd like to hear ultimately the difference with the two bidding prices, and we chose chose the higher price, shorter time frame, and then you're requesting more time and not suggesting you get the lower price.
Sure. So I guess going back to it, I truly believe that from the start of this project, it was probably with well intent is to have an aggressive timeline on this project. And I think most probably everybody underestimated the true timeline that this project would take. I think we had concerns very, very early on, even before the project was bid, as to the schedule of the project. You know, there's kind of two ways that you can look at bidding a project. You can be optimistic or pessimistic. We try to fit right in the middle of it. You know, do you plan for absolute worst case scenario? You'll never get a job. Do you plan for picture perfect? Everything is going to go according to plan. You're going to get the job, but you're probably going to lose money on it. So it's kind of finding that spot in the middle. And that was our approach on it. And I think, I know that you guys have a budget meeting, you know, following this. I just want to make sure that council and everyone else understands that as far as the budget for this project, I believe that we are going to be under the originally allocated funds for this project. There are contingencies and allowances built into the project. I also believe that you receive state funds as change order number one in this, I think to the tune of like $2.4 million. So I think with all of this, if we can keep a big picture in mind of at the end of the day, this project will probably come in less than what you originally anticipated or budgeted for this project. And I guess from our point of view, we've had numerous challenges. We knew it was going to be a tight schedule right from the very start, and the unfortunate part of losing, you know, 3, almost 4 months right at the very start of the project really didn't materialize until later on and you understand the true impact of it. And from our point of view, the last thing we wanted to do was to get this project. We've done a lot of work with A2S. We've done work in the city of Ramsey before. To be low on a project, come right in, and then ultimately, you know, essentially be a jerk and try to take advantage of the situation. So from the very start, we wanted to be the good guys in this situation and not be opportunistic, where a lot of contractors would probably, right from the very start, stake a delay claim and lawyer up and try to claw back everything they could. So I think if anything else, or if we were to do it over again, you know, maybe make a bigger deal of that delay from the very, very start. But I don't think anybody wins. I think from the start we tried to minimize the impact on the schedule, minimize impact on costs on our subcontractors, engineers, on the city. Like we did our best and we played nice, and we have never, I guess, approached the city or the engineers with any additional costs that weren't requested of us. You know, we're not opportunistic. This is all we do is we build water treatment, wastewater treatment plants throughout the state. We've been in business for 30 years. So it's not like we stepped into this project not knowing what we're doing. That's not the case. And I would say to this day, I think this is a collaborative effort between the city and A2S and us. And you guys have a great team here at City of Ramsey. I mean, I think the project has gone absolutely great to this point. I would hate for things to take a turn for, you know, the dollar amounts that we're talking about with engineering fees. Because if you look at the big picture of it, you're talking, you know, less than 0.5% of the total contract value of the project. And to get hung up on that, I think would kind of be a disservice to the project and ultimately how it finishes up. Because I think everybody involved, anybody intimately involved in the project, it's feeling really good about the project. We're all extremely proud of it. So I don't know if that answered your question at all, but.
Yes, go ahead.
So if we just approve what's being asked for, I mean, smooth sailing, it gets done great, everyone's happy in a few months?
It's construction. I like to be a man of my word. Yes, it should be. I mean, we don't anticipate anything. I mean, like I said, there is an allowance built into the project and contingency to handle minor design changes, change orders, requests of city staff, whatever it might be. So I don't envision ever coming back here saying, we need this. I don't want to do that. So that's definitely not our plan. Things are looking very good.
Other comments?
Question for the builder. Is buyout complete? Has everything been bought out for this project? So there's nothing, no supply chain issues whatsoever that will be seen?
The only supply chain would be the piping.
Okay, has that been ordered?
It's been ordered,
but it's still that 2 to 8 weeks out. And it used to be 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. And that's still scheduled to come here on time? They haven't built it to your schedule that this will be here on time? Or is it still like...
it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be. Yeah. How often are you checking with your supplier on that?
It's coming from Alabama.
Alabama?
Like every 3 days.
Every 3 days.
Yeah. He is sick of us.
Well, that's he can be as sick as he wants.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yep.
Right.
And what's your usual turnaround time on submittals?
RFIs. Most of the submittals are done by now, so I know what our actual turnaround time was off to hand. But I know we have a progress meeting every 2 weeks with Magni, where one of the agenda items is submittal status.
Okay.
And really, what we're trying to do is, you know, prioritize what is most important to them. That's really the goal. Sometimes we'll get a submittal for, say, the placard.
Of course.
You know, it's like, we're not going to do that right now, right? We have other priorities. So, but we try to prioritize the ones that are more timely. And I think we've done a pretty good job through the project making that a consistent topic of conversation.
And that hasn't held any work up at all on the first waiting on submittals or RFIs?
I mean, not recently, not at this point. I mean, submittals were done
a long time ago.
A year and a half ago.
The vast majority.
All right, just making sure.
Yeah.
Kristen? So I think most people at this table are aware that I came off kind of harsh last time, apologized, trying to move forward, and also kind of like some background. I come from a building trades family, so I completely understand how something can change a timeline that's outside of your you know, abilities, like things coming in and you check with your suppliers and you hope that they come in on time, but that can change the time frame, and that our city was a part of the reason why you guys were behind from the beginning. And so I think it's really important for us now to just try and move forward. I think Chris was maybe kind of coming to that conclusion there too, like we need to make sure this is a good project. It's a good project. We have good relationships with you all. Let's hope that we can finish it up in a timely manner. Keep these good relationships as we will be continuing to build in our city. And I also completely understand how the bidding process works right now. It's a race to the bottom, right? So I commend your guys' work. I know it's hard work. I appreciate what you do. And I think it was just really important for me to make sure that I knew what was going on coming into this later in the game and trying to find a space in which we can kind of do better moving forward. So let's just all look forward to having great communication moving forward. If there's anything moving forward, I'm really happy that Eric brought up, you know, what kind of things we're looking for that still need to be brought in, you know, the piping, right? Just keep us aware of that. And if there's a timeline shift, then we know it's not your fault, right? Instead of it getting down the line and people are wondering whose fault it is. And not that we need to find blame in things, but I think it's just easier for us to know what's going on. And we know our city staff is fantastic and that they'll keep on top of that too. But it's definitely your guys' subject matter expert area, not ours. So we're just trying to work within that the best that we can and keep understanding what's going on. So just keep up that hard work. Let's get this done. And I think, you know, we also mentioned, too, it's budget season. So we're probably all a little testy on funding right now. So, but thank you, guys.
Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I mean, I kind of stayed quiet last time, too. To me, it is such a minor amount compared to the grand total that it wasn't a big deal. It's my only encouragement to me, honestly, going to the meeting, I thought this is going to be easy, we're all going to vote quick and it'll be done. But then I felt like when he had that, it was like an 81-page presentation that took like 6 hours. I was like, the longer it lasted, I'm like, they're digging holes, man. I mean, it is, I can see you're losing support left and right. You just kept talking. It was overwhelming to me. And I just couldn't say anything positive after hearing all that. I was like, dude, So anyways, it helped my kids fall asleep at night, though. We played that. Kidding. No. But it does my other career. So like, I think if he just would have came and been professional, don't name call and or point fingers and just, hey, I'm sorry this happened. It's a small amount. Let's try to work together to get this done. I would have spoke up more and fought for it, but I'm like, I just felt the longer it left, the deeper the hole you dug. But I support it. I'll support it last time too, but so that's my two cents.
Anyone else from the council? I will take the opposite approach, and I will pick up the mantle of being upset. I can't for the life of me understand. We have this project, we have timelines, and it seems like the onus of all these decisions and all the circumstances we found have been put back on the city. Like, you mentioned, like, we need to cooperate, but in the end, you've come back and you said, we're not getting you a dollar off. This is, whatever the mistakes, wherever it happened, if we underbid, if we overbid, in the end, it's the taxpayer's responsibility to cover our mistakes. Like, I don't hear anything from either one of these companies saying, we screwed up, we're going to take some of that. I work with K-12 schools all the time, so I work with public institutions as a private company, and if we screw up, we eat the cost. And I think the city council would have been happy to split the difference or even go 80-20, but to come back and say, we're not moving an inch, move forward, otherwise we're going to find ourselves in a bad situation. Like, that is such a disservice to the taxpayers. I don't share council members Busher's opinion. You guys made mistakes. We're behind schedule. We paid for a quicker schedule. We paid for a higher price. And you're coming to us saying, we're not moving an inch. You guys do the right thing and move forward. That is completely unacceptable. If you would have given us a dollar off, I would have considered it. But this is insane. So that's where I stand. Anything else from the council? Do we have consensus to move this case forward to the regular session?
Thumbs up.
We got one, two, three.
Are they going to, after, I mean, is this it? Like, this is it? They're not,
well, the formal, the formal case requesting approval will be presented during the regular session, if depending on this discussion.
Okay, so we're waiting on one more discussion before this goes.
Kristen?
I guess I think, I do have any questions left, it's more I would like a conversation with our city staff on how they felt the meeting went to try and find somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, yes, and try and find somewhere in the middle. I would think we would have found somewhere.
So maybe we have that conversation before we move to our general session, but that's more where I think we've heard so much from the other sides. We've not heard maybe much from our own city, I think, at this point, I guess.
Go ahead.
Speak?
Yeah.
As far as offering up additional funds, I just don't know if all of this has been conveyed to them or not. But with that initial delay at the start of the project, we incurred a lot of costs, like to the tune of like $93,000 in charges for winter heating, winter construction costs, all of that. So like, the original $50,000 that we offered up to extend the project out, which was ultimately not accepted by the city, that was the pool of money that we had to offer up. The delay actually ended up costing us well beyond what that dollar amount was. So that was kind of, I don't want to come in here, it's like, I would gladly offer you a dollar if that, you know, settled things. But the reality is that we've kind of incurred close to $100,000 in costs, and every day that we're on site, whether it's our fault, city's fault, engineer's fault, it doesn't matter whose fault it is, every day that we're on site, it's costing money. So I think, I shared this with Bruce, but we're probably looking at, with being on site longer, construction taking longer, we're probably absorbing $240,000 to $300,000 of additional costs. So I just don't want you guys thinking that we're not taking any of the responsibility here. And from our standpoint, the city's contract with AE2S and the city's contract or our contract with Magna Construction, they are two separate things. I'm not privy to any of their agreement with the engineering agreement, so I don't know where they stand with their costs, how they're developed. That's not my privy to know that at all. So I just want to make that clear that we have made concessions and that we have not pursued any of the costs that we've incurred from the initial delay, even though they are substantial and can be substantiated. I guess that was my give, is that, you know, we've kind of put out $250,000 or absorbed those costs, and I wish the margins on publicly bid projects were better where we could afford more. I can't in good faith, you know, offer up whatever it might be to make it feel better. So I just wanted to explain where we're coming from on it.
And those costs can be substantiated.
The costs that we incurred?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I would, as of right now, I'm good, but if I was to change, I'd like to see those costs. I think when you're bidding out a project as somebody who bids out projects, all those contingencies need to be put in place, and that does raise your cost. That's why RFPs sometimes aren't the cheapest, because you have to build the contingencies in. But in the end, when those contingencies don't add up to what it needs to be, in my experience, it's always been the vendor who eats that, not the client. So that's just my own experience. Bruce?
Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to note that the costs that Mr. Vranikar just outlined, those were included in the case from the last council meeting. A little bit of a breakout with a little bit more information on that. So
okay.
That wasn't the case.
Additional questions?
If
go ahead.
We're going to want to have a conversation, do we want to do that now and ask them to step out, or do we want to just pull it and then have this conversation after the meeting?
Well, if for the council members who came in here ready to vote to move it forward, if your position hasn't changed, you should voice it so we can get this over with. If you have changed your mind,
then. Change my mind.
So we have one, two, who's moving forward? Three.
Nope.
Michael?
I guess my hang-up is the accepting a higher cost for a faster job, and I'm not hearing anywhere where the additional cost that we paid there is coming out of this additional cost. And maybe it's in the case, and I just didn't see it, but I just feel like if we paid extra to get it done faster, and it's not getting done faster, where's the value of that extra money we paid?
Either one of you guys like to speak to that?
I guess from my point of view, and I'm not privy to the decision that was made following our bid, but the way this project was bid is, you know, a lump sum number to have the project completed on X day, and the option to extend the contract by 3 months. We had a credit offering of $50,000 to extend the contract by 3 months. Was it 4 months? I'm sorry. 4 months. We thought that it would be accepted, and I guess city's decision not to, you would have reduced the contract by price by $50,000 if you would have accepted that. That was our bid, and the decision whether to accept that or not to accept it, it was ultimately not accepted. It was not part of our, on our side, it wasn't our decision. And whether that was outweighed with engineering costs or whatever it might be, I don't know. That's a separate discussion from contractor side.
So am I hearing that you would have liked more time, but when we didn't give it to you, you gladly took the money and said you could do it along with the same timeline?
I'm sorry, I'm not following that.
So you were hoping we would take the longer timeline, it sounds like, because it sounds like what you just said is the condensed timeline, you had some worries about whether you could finish in time?
From the very start, every contractor had concerns with that.
Right. But we chose the condensed timeline and to pay more money,
you gladly accepted that.
We didn't have a choice in that.
You didn't. But did you propose that as an option? You proposed two options, or you proposed the one option?
What I mean, we don't really propose anything on this. There's standard bid forms that we fill out. That
right.
Was,
but, yeah, okay. Was, so, Bruce, there was two bids. But you responded to both bids.
No, it was one bid with a credit offering.
It was a base bid, and then there was a bid alternate.
Bid alternate.
But you knew, what I'm saying is you knew that going into that process, that that could be part of it. Right? The bid alternate, we could exercise the right to use the alternate bid.
Yes, and extend the
right.
Schedule. Or not.
Right.
Yep.
And when we did, you got paid more money for a shorter timeline. Correct?
Sure, right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just if you can't meet the deadline and we're still paying the money, I don't understand. Like, we should do a $50,000 clawback. We paid $50,000, was it $50,000? We paid $50,000 to move the timeline up. If you miss it by 4 months, if you miss the timeline by 4 months, then you don't get the $50,000. So why don't we have a $50,000 reduction? Why don't we meet in the middle by $50,000?
Well, I guess that's what I was going through of the costs that we incurred have far exceeded the $50,000.
I understand that. I also understand that sometimes you lose in an RFP a little bit. You lose margin, you take a haircut.
I mean, we've done more than a haircut, I think, with the...
So, who pays for the haircut? Is it the taxpayer dollars, the Ramsey taxpayers, or do they pay for all of it?
I don't know. And the other part of that, too, is the... I think if you were to separate a time extension versus the cost that's on the table right now, like, that cost that's out there, just like when this project was awarded... It is out of our control, because I think that's ultimately why the city didn't move forward with a longer schedule, because I think the cost for engineering outweighed the credit that we offered to extend the schedule. And I think in this case, I think we have engineering support, I think we have city staff support, anybody who's involved with the project. I think if you could separate the two, the financial and the schedule, I think everybody is supportive of extending the schedule. Expanding the schedule. It's just ultimately, I think AE2S's price that I have zero control over that complicates the matter.
Michael, did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so.
I was just going to say, too, and just like to. We played a role in this. Like, we can't, like, negate that fact. Like, and I think that's where some of my change of thought here is. And also just the fact that, like, we don't have an option. We have to get it done. Like, I'm not saying we have to pay for it, but, like, we do have to get it done. Magny's not asking us for more money, and our city caused the first delay that then potentially caused the catalyst or the nexus of other delays, right? I don't want it to be, like, the ultimate onus. Like, there are other things going on. But I don't want it to be just like that we completely say, like, oh, we can ignore that piece because we've already accepted that fact and moved on from it, and this is a separate piece. Because it's not. It's all linked into one thing. And so, yeah, I don't know. I do think that at this point, like I said, I think a longer conversation just within our city staff and ourselves might behoove us. I think there's only one or Eric and Dan are the only people that are, I think, ready fully to move forward.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I guess to me, again, the big picture, you know, it's, and I completely respect your comparisons to your company and you do big projects. You know, I think to me, though, in the grand scheme of things, I have no idea how much yours are, $100,000 versus a 30, you know, I could be way off too, I don't know, you know, versus a 31 million. It's, we're talking about 0.5% versus, you know, maybe 0.5% of 100,000 or 50,000. You know, do you kind of put it in comparison? And again, you know, we want to keep a good relationship. I don't feel like this is spiteful. I mean, obviously, this isn't spiteful. This isn't something to try to get at us. This is just things happen, and I get it when it's that big of a project. You know, I obviously don't do that for a living, but I can respect that stuff happens. Stuff happened on our side. You know, some stuff happened on their side. but let's just get it done. If it's going to just cost another 0.5%, let's just push forward. The river residents deserve this. We have manganese in our water, which is under control, but we don't want that getting bad. Let's get this done as soon as we can. And you know, we all, you know, we need to give a little more. If they took a hit, let's take a little more hit. I respect the taxpayers' money. I don't want to spend it when I don't have to, but let's just get this done and give that a little extra push to, you know, to do that, I guess.
I guess Michael and Chris would like to hear where you're at here. And I do have small projects. I think the last big one I did was $16 million. So
okay, is that no disrespect?
I know. I'm just saying it's not completely apples to oranges. There are some similarities there. Different industries, different verticals, but some similarities there. Chris,
well, I guess I shared. I don't know. Would you say shocked? Or say appalled? I forget what your description was. I'm surprised that a different number or some offer was not made to meet in the middle, meet somewhere a bit. I'm very surprised. I assumed we were going to get a different answer this time and that it would be a pretty easy discussion.
Are you thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm a thumbs down right now.
Michael?
I guess the big picture is we want the job done, we want it done right. We don't want to cut corners, and I guess in retrospect, maybe asking for more, leaving yourself room to negotiate down might have changed the picture here. But I don't know if that's, if this could be foreseen. I guess at this point, I'm thumbs up.
You're changed to thumbs up. Move it through or not?
I guess I just don't want to like waste folks' time to say we're moving it through and then it gets voted down anyways and then we have to have the discussion again. So that's just
We're not voting here, but I could probably tell you if you have 4 thumbs up, then you'll probably be okay during the meeting.
Yeah, I think the assumption is if we wanted to go forward, we're probably going to vote for it.
Yeah. Yes, let's take care of this. Let's.
Okay. All right, so we have consensus to move this to the regular city council meeting this evening for a vote to either approve or deny. So we'll move forward. All right.
Thank you.
We'll go see you at the regular session. All right. Moving into our second item, which is continued review of the preliminary 2026 general fund levy. We'll give it a minute for everybody to get resituated with all their papers and get your handy budgets out in front of you as we can go over what we're seeing as a council and any additional comments that has to be.
They actually, Brian orders next to me to keep you in line.
Hey, Brian, it's Ward 5.
Rather have the chair than the floor.
I like that Ward 5. That's good. All right.
Mayor, Council, we're back at it. Everything in the packet is everything that you've received already, so we didn't make any adjustments. However, I think last time we generally were able to go through and ask some early questions from council, or have council ask early questions to staff, get a good understanding. We've had a couple weeks to think about it. You can give us a thumbs up now and we can move on, but I don't expect that to be the case. So tonight, I think from a staff perspective, what we're really looking for is kind of what we ended on last meeting, is if there's a position, a personnel request, or a capital equipment request, or something in a line item budget that is up for discussion, whether funding is an issue or not. Let's have that tonight. excuse me. However, if there's items where you're like, you know, I'm not sure, and it really is boiling down to funding, from a staff perspective, we'd be looking for kind of that target percentage, and then we can come back and make recommendations for how to maintain or exceed services we're providing today with adjustments moving into the future. As noted last time too, anything removed from the first draft will stay on that handwritten cheat sheet on the left-hand column on items removed, but still ultimately up for council to keep them there or move them back over to the approved budget. So that we have representatives from every department, so we're ready for questions.
All right, I promised to put my nice hat back on and adopt the Kirsten nice persona here. So.
I almost cried.
Did you? All right, reminder too, I think it was there's consensus by the staff. They would rather see us give them a target number than go line by line and choose what we delete and what we keep. So with that being said, does anybody want to kick us off with where they're at in their mind and maybe how they got there? Got some. There you go. Chris is always good for us.
Somebody has to start.
Somebody's got to start. Should we go round robin and then just keep going around the table?
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I guess I'm just going to throw out in the discussion here, I'm just going to say I'm resistant to probably most or all of the positions for a couple reasons. First, that's a big number for all of them, but also it automatically builds in a increased budget for next year or the next year by accepting it. Also, positions increase our budget in addition to what's already being built in with raises and all of those things. So I guess I'll just start with that I'm resistant to the positions.
Do you have a target number you're looking at?
Giving all the secrets here. I right now would be looking at, I'm going off the board here. I said reduce $1 million, which is a 7.7% increase. That's where I start the bidding.
Start the bidding.
Thank you or whatever. That's my initial answer.
Kirsten.
I am cool with just chilling for a minute. I just want to see what everyone else is thinking.
Dan, what are your thoughts?
I'm not cool at chilling. I'm hot for heating it up.
Yeah.
Discussion.
Nice hat.
I tried to.
I like that, though.
There's
a hat? Yeah,
so, nice hats
on. Oh, nice hat. Yeah. So, for me, I guess kind of going up positions, I know we don't get too many specifics. The two that are actually kind of minor, but I would feel strongly that I wouldn't support additional communication specialist. When I started out, that was a half-time job. It's kind of growing. I can see the full-time work, and I think it's good. And I realize they're taking on some new work with the website and the ADA compliance, but I don't think we need additional there. And if it means for a season while we're working on that website, we come back and post some things, I think it would still be fine. And then the additional recreation volunteer assistant. I think we have great recreation options now, and I think she does a great job, and I don't think we need to expand it at all. It's a very robust and a good program we have now. Those would be my only specifics. Then overall, I would be very close to Member Riley. Like, I understand if you do nothing, it's like still going to be, five, but I think 5 to 7 range would be, what I would hope for.
Jen?
I don't love that our city is continually getting closer to that 50% tax rate at all. I think this is a very dangerous slope when it comes to taxpayer dollars, when it comes to home values, when it comes to people looking at their monthly mortgages and everything. I personally would love to stay zero, but I know through further conversations and further things, zero is probably not one of my options. I don't love the idea of adding more personnel. Many reasons why Chris said, because it just compounds. It's a big, huge compound every time we have to do the budget. It doesn't look like we're interested in firing people or putting people's jobs and really finding out if they're we can combine jobs or anything like that. Not that I'm super pro firing anybody, but is there any places where we're not utilizing our staff properly and that position could dissolve and or change into a different position that we're in request needs for? I don't really love all the equipment that needs to get bought at all either. So the closer we can get to zero is probably where I'm sitting.
Eric.
Yeah. Along Chris's lines about all these extra building costs of having new personnel at the expense of that. I do see the value in replacing vehicles in a timely manner. Like you said in the last meeting, we build our own bubble if we don't replace them in a good schedule. These plows cost a lot of money, but when you're stuck in your driveway after 2 feet of snow, late for work, or you had to get to the hospital, whatever, that could be a problem. So I do see that those are good costs to have. So along the same line, but the seven.
Michael.
Broke a record here, but I agree with the reasoning on the staffing increases. Last year, I feel like we played a lot of catch-up. We added a lot of people. We granted a lot of things. We had a pretty substantial increase. And this kind of feels like it's riding that wave. I don't have a lot of specifics. I agree wholeheartedly with the whole concept that you add personnel and that's an ongoing growing expense. So it just seems like a clear target for, but we leave it up to staff to figure out how to bring the numbers down. But I too landed the 5-7% target range.
Kirsten.
I was thinking single digit. I didn't have a target of 5-7. I didn't have going to zero. I was thinking single digit to the best of our ability. I wasn't saying that needed to be the promise, but that was my thought. I know that we want to, for the most part, give you guys the discretion on what that would look like as far as what you're choosing to put into the budget. However, I know and 100% believe that there are items on here from departments that it's just not a question. We need to replace SCBA bottles for the fire department. That's not an option. That needs to be done. We need to make sure that our departments have equipment that makes them safe when they're out in community, safe, making sure that we are safe. That is not an option in my mind. I don't think that adding another fire position is not, we need that position. That's not an option. That needs to be in our budget. And the same with our police department. We have bigger cases more often, and having an investigator is not an option. We need that. So those are the things that I think that are non-negotiables that we need to see coming up. I understand that there's concerns with positions having long-term costs, but as those costs grow, our city's also growing, right? That's like a natural progression of our growth of our city. And we're not looking at anything different if we're comparing ourselves to other cities that are in about the 30,000 for population range. I want to make sure that our citizens don't feel like they're getting outpriced from living in this community. But I don't want us to start suddenly live somewhere where we aren't able to keep up with what we have either. So that's where I sit right now.
Dan?
Thank you, sir. I would just say, too, I know, you know, some of the positions is shown in the spreadsheet, you know, offset by other, you know, monies coming in either from different areas, like the engineer and things like that. And obviously, if that's, you know, not impacting the budget, it's not a matter of just not having it, but it'd just be more than once that would have a bigger budget impact, so.
Yeah, and I guess I
When I moved in to Ramsey, I think from where I was to where I am now, I think my property tax went up to about $4,000 in 6 years. And I know I hear a lot from residents that property taxes skyrocketing and going up, and I know that it's tied to a lot of different factors and home valuations, and there's a lot of stuff going into that. I'm fortunate enough that that hasn't been a deciding factor in my quality of life, but I feel like it's going to continue to go up every year, and that means especially our elderly people with fixed incomes, they have to just make cuts. They just have to cut in certain places, because as their bills go up and their income doesn't change, there's reductions. So as much as I would love to move forward with a, you know, completely thumbs up budget, we have to do the same thing. We have to make our decisions. So I'm at the 7.4% is kind of where I came in. That's kind of, I know that we have a 5% kind of if we did nothing. And I know that includes some inflation. Then I just threw the 2.4% inflation on that. I feel like if that's what we're doing as a country and as a state, I think that we can live within those means. So I'm at a 7.4%.
So I'm 0.3% nicer than you are.
You are 0.3% nicer. Chris.
Well, and as I was going to say here, and what do we call this? A reductions spreadsheet or whatever. I like it that you highlighted all the red ones. So I added up the red ones that seemed like I pretty much agreed that those wouldn't be, and that's $643,000. And then I also identified the hook truck or whatever replaced 2013 hook truck for 104. So right there we're at like 750, and I'd suggested a million. So we're 3/4 of the way just with those identified items. But again, leaving it to staff to figure out how to get to the percentage. But that would be an interesting way for me.
Additional comments? Dan?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know in the past, and I don't like the idea of doing it, but do we have any bigger purchases where you want to do, what's the term, the certificate, you know, for? Instead of paying more by doing bonding for it, but is there any kind of equipment that way that we could group together and do to try to spread out the cost more?
That's always an option.
And what's the term again? I apologize, I can't remember.
Yeah, certificate. Diana crunched a couple numbers on that, so but ideally you would end up probably banding a couple years together. What's the about $150,000 a year per million borrowed is now kind of rough estimate on what it costs. Yeah.
Based off of doing the whole general tax levy portion of it, knowing 367, you have the underwriting cost, and then you also have the levy at 105% for those people who do not pay their taxes, so we can cover our debt service. It's $184,300 average, and I'm basing it off of a 4.42 interest rate, because as of right now, don't know where it will be in a year from now, because they're always looking at possibility of cuts this year. But I just based it off of the 10-year rate right now.
So that's on a million?
It's on the $1,467,000. The capital that was included that would hit the tax levy on the sheet.
Okay.
How many years is that over?
That's 10.
10 years. And most of this equipment is about probably a 12-year average life. So it'd
be kind of tough to, in my opinion, to borrow for 10 years just to replace that equipment as soon as that's paid off.
Some of the bigger purchases, and we explored that option for like the fire engine that was approved, you know, that last 20, 25 years makes a little bit more sense, but I think with this list, probably not as much. Mayor, can I go back to Councilmember Riley's
red,
just to make sure I heard it right?
Yep.
Someone else. Are you saying everything red drop off?
Well, I added up everything red, so I mean, I guess that would probably be my a suggestion. I'm not giving you hard and fast rules, but I'm more trying to say, like you said, you'd want like a percentage, so I did say 7.7, and I would give you your direction or discretion of how you get there. But I was giving you a roadmap of how I would get there if you were interested in that.
Can I ask a question on that? So the red just represents that it's a new request this year only. But as we had discussed at the last meeting, for example, like with personnel, we have the building inspector that would have to get added back into the contracted services line, which would add about 120,000 versus the 95,000 of that position, which happens to be basically the same amount of what this position will cost then for 2027 budget when you look at the bottom. And this, I have it as a step three, so sometimes they start at step one, so this would probably be the highest amount for that position. But I just want to clarify that everything in red is just kind of a new request, but there could be an offset in some of these other items. And I'm not sure in regards to also the city engineer for at the discussion in regards to putting Bruce out full-time out into the public works, what happens in regards to who's leading engineering.
And that exactly was the point. You know, there's the three positions that are, well, the engineer is largely offset by other fees, and we already had that discussion, not saying that it's permanent yet, but you know, I think that's very needed. And then the engineer tech two and the building inspector are largely offset. So I just want to make that point, because right now I'm pretty confident that when we come back with this, those three positions at a minimum would probably be on, just so you guys aren't shocked if they're still red. But yeah, that's why I wanted to clarify that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would. It's up to your discretion. I was just pointing out that's how I would start, but I understand what your point will take.
I would say too. I like how it's for the engineer position. There we see the negatives under the additional funding. If you could, you know, just maybe add somebody add there saying, or some kind of note. You know, like you mentioned, if it would be $92,000 in contracted services, if we don't. So we got to keep these positions in perspective as well. That one's that, you know, it's not really that additional cost, because either way we're going to have to have done. It's just moving from contracted to FTE.
Further questions, points of clarification, statements, revised estimates? Can we go back around and say the number that we're looking at?
Let's see, you recorded?
Recorded on?
Yeah, I've got it out.
Okay.
We have largely, ideally zero, understand that's not possible, so really it's kind of hovered in that 5 to 7, 7.5 is the high.
7.7. I did say single digit, so 9.9. But that's fine. You can ignore me.
So yeah, we'll
see. Okay. Yes, I think we'd like to see how close you can get to that.
So you're saying meals aren't coming back? No,
okay. Dan, if you can cut enough out of the budget.
I guess on that point, maybe not meals specifically, but anything in the items removed list, I know city survey, we talked about that a little bit. Is there anything on there that council would really like to see try to stay in the budget?
Definitely that miscellaneous office supplies. Super important. No. Okay, that's cool.
Okay, I'm like, is she joking? Or where are we going just here, girl?
Put the funny hat on before you.
Sorry, that was my bad.
Really, Dan's the funny guy, so yeah, let's just.
If he's not funny, it's bad for all of us.
I think I don't want to. We should go with everything. That would be ultra respectful. I want to be respectful of your request and not necessarily start poking holes at
what we think should stay in there. I do like the idea of giving you guys a number, and I know that in a perfect world we would just greenlight everything, but in a perfect world we would say that we trust every decision you made, and this first number was ultra important and we couldn't do without any of it. So I don't want to come off as not genuinely being thankful for the initial draft that you put together, but I would say giving you discretion to meet that number however you think is best is important. There's no sacred cow in here for me necessarily that I don't want you to touch, I guess is what I'm saying.
Best.
It's hard to say that when we tell them no to the original number. I know, it sucks. That would be what's best, but given the confines that we've given you.
We've lived through a lot of budget cycles.
Yes.
So much your first rodeo. Comments.
Yes. Any other discussion? Anything else? All right. Well, we have a little bit of time back, but we can still move on to future topics of discussion. So you open up the calendar, have a list here, obviously. Budget will still take the majority of the time here throughout the summer. And then anything else you want to touch on?
Yeah, we'll just note, we do have, budget is really the brunt of the work sessions coming up, but kind of to Shanna's statement earlier, as we have changing staff for one reason or another, we do evaluate, except at that time at least. So next meeting we will likely be having a conversation with council on some changes that we see coming here in the next few months. It's not on this list because it really just got notice of it recently. And then depending on how we think the budget discussion will go next meeting, we might try to add another item on there and be prepared to talk about it. If we don't get to them, not necessarily the end of the world, but we don't want to give up a half an hour of precious time. So,
Council meals?
If you want to bring them back, you had your opportunity and you all were silent.
We can
most.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we have some time. Is there anything from update from outside committees? Anything that anybody wants to share from any of the recent committees they've attended? I think a lot of these are a little older, minus maybe the QCTV and Lower Rum River. Any updates on those?
I guess just we approved a new camera equipment. I can't remember how old it was, 2016 or something. I don't remember. It was pretty old. I mean, new technologies, new everything. So, 10, 15 year purchase, and they approved that. So you approved that, and they got some new for their portable driving around by vehicle, new equipment. So,
okay.
It's only a real big thing.
So 4K for interviews in the park. It sounds like it's coming our way.
Something like that, yeah.
All right.
Actually,
and the
4K. Capable.
Oh,
the software's not being purchased quite yet to do it. I don't. Right? Wasn't that?
Oh yeah, you're right. They haven't quite got. Yeah, some of the equipment requires some kind of additional update, and we just did like the basic new equipment.
So we got a Jaguar underfitting, just unleaded in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand this. I thought it was a hardware thing, but
governor's still on.
Yeah,
that's okay.
All right. Yeah, they are keeping a few of the cameras, repurpose them into other uses, and. Came in less than budgeted.
Anything from Lower Rum?
Well, mostly, those are standard decisions that are being made, permit approvals. I guess I'll say I am excited for our new position for City of Ramsey here, so that person is going to be quite a bit dedicated to like with the work that the Lower Rum River does, and we're going to be closing out a lot of our open cases or open permits that have kind of been hanging out there for a while, which that'll be good for the city and good for the WML.
All right, if that is it, any input from mayor
myself now, council staff. Clay.
I wanted to provide a point of clarification. At the July 8th work session, when we discussed the paid family medical leave, administrative options, and cost sharing, a question came up about something to the effect of, what happens if this goes away in a year? What if the state says this is, was a mistake, it's going away? Are we under contract? The answer to that question is no, we are not under contract with MetLife. And in addition to that, I have good news. The dental RFP came back, and we'd be, the city costs would be going down by about $5,000 annually.
Wow. That rarely ever happens.
Under the new provider, yes.
Council meals.
With recap. What's that?
Council meals.
No, council meals. Whispered it in my ear.
Including a second and a third year rate cap that would still keep us under.
Cool. Nice.
Anything else from staff? All right. Then we'll.
Next Wednesday, government officials meeting. Who's going?
Not sure yet.
That's the 30th. It's semi on my calendar.
Are you going?
Not sure yet.
You're not going.
I'll be in the state, sorry.
Yeah, I'll be heading up to the boundary wire.
Next Wednesday.
What's the date?
The 30th.
The 30th.
Oh, I won't be going.
If you got some cliff notes for me to do the announcements, I guess I'll be doing the announcements.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
We'll take.
You want to do a reminder, night to night? Do you want to give a spiel? Like, if you want to ride along with the officer, you can...
They sent an email.
I know they did. I'm actually have an email up here, but I thought in case someone didn't read it, some of those questions...
It's upside down.
If you want to ask her, you know. Be sure you respond to the email. Let them know if you want to ride along.
Thanks, Dan. It's good housekeeping. I like it. Good housekeeping.
She
wants to,
like,
now
she's
like
the jokes
or
something.
We can team up.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get them together.
All right. Before we get to.
But Dan and I are going to go see the farm, the Samuelson farm, with the cheese, the goat cheese.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to come with us?
Special farm. That's
yeah.
Right.
So if anyone wants goat cheese.
What are you guys talking?
All right. I'm going to move us to a trip that we are.
Yeah.
The QCTV people
special
put it
everywhere too, with the clouds.
You know, Daniel, I've never.